and Dave in the morning.
And welcome along to the Jay and Dave Everything McIntyre Sundays podcast. Hello, Dave.
I tell you what, we've just gone through a long weekend, and it's the last one until October, I think it is.
Oh, how? That should be illegal.
It should be. We should have one long weekend a month and space it all out throughout the course of the year, right?
The older I get, the more... Is it unopposed or opposed? Unopposed means you agree with it, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm unopposed to a four-day working week.
It does sound, it does tickle the fancy, doesn't it?
Oh, I enjoy this.
A lot of people actually get it already. And I know that a lot of people actually say, oh, no, you can't do that. You've got to work 5 days a week. Mm. But a lot of businesses, a lot of jobs, you can actually do that for those 5 days within that four-day period.
I would do it.
As far as the hours go.
This is supposed to be a 40-hour. Is our contract 40 hours?
38.
38 hours a week.
Yes.
I do much more than that.
I think you do double that.
It's much more than 38 hours a week.
But I reckon you could actually fit in all of it into 4 days.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
But I wouldn't miss them. Then I would complain about missing that extra day. So then I'd tell the boss, can you change my contract again?
Yeah.
Because I want to come back and I'll do the fifth day as well.
Yeah. But the thing is, this time around, like the long weekend that's just gone, both of us are a little bit exhausted after it. Like morning, we actually felt a little bit tired, didn't we?
I'm in pain more than mine, but more than tired.
Okay.
Like my back is sore, my legs are really sore. I moved furniture all weekend.
Okay.
It was like, remember how we had old mate Gable from the Choir Boys on, Mark Gable.
Yeah, Mark Gable, yeah.
And he was telling us about that time where he moved one car, then got out of it, walked up the road, got in the other car, moved that car 10 metres in front of the other car, and did that for like hours to move two cars to his house.
Yeah, you didn't do that with furniture though, did you?
I moved furniture from my mum's house to my house, from my house to the dump, back to my mum's house. Like, it was just... I am tired. and in pain. That's what it is. And your back hurts more than you get older.
Can't you just get someone else to do it for you in this day and age? I mean, obviously, you have to pay them.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm too tired to pay somebody to do it. All right. Hey, if you missed the podcast today, what's coming up?
Well, we've got Dave Dobie from the Salvos. Red Shield Appeal kicked off.
Love Dave.
Judge Jay. Some really good cases in that.
Yeah.
And whatever else decides to turn up.
Because we're in too much pain.
Yeah.
Here it is. Yeah. Mackay Whit Sundays.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Mackay and the Whit Sundays, Triple M.
The cases are real. The rulings are final.
This is Judge Jay.
Today's cases, three of them, all outstanding. Are you ready, Judge Jay?
Okay. I've read two of them. I haven't read all of them yet, so I don't know what I'm in for. But give me the first case, please.
Let's start with Tanya from Rural View. G'day, Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
My friend and I are moving out of a house we shared. Her room has had stains on the carpet in her room and a little bit of damage. I've paid for it to be fixed, but on numerous occasions to have it repaid, she's not said anything. How do I make this happen? Tanya, Rural View.
Okay, I think the conversation needs to be had. Maybe just send her a text message where she's forced to read it or a letter, because obviously approaching her is doing nothing.
Yeah.
I do recommend that you don't say to her, you look like you clap with your fingers spread apart. As I spoke about earlier this morning, that's an insult that you don't want to say to somebody like Nicole Kidman when she claps. But I would say that, because she probably is in financial distress.
Oh,
where
yeah, sure.
She can't find the extra money to pay for the damage and probably is embarrassed to say something about it.
But they've got to get it fixed before they move out, don't they?
Yeah, but if she said that she's paying for it, she just needs to be repaid.
Yeah, but on numerous occasions to have it repaid, she's not said anything. There you go, Tanya.
Send me an email with your personal details. I'll structure the letter for you.
Yeah.
And you can send that to her.
That's dangerous.
Next.
Our workmates have all decided to go on a cruise together. I feel obligated to go, but don't know how to say no. That is from B in Imeo.
Easy. No. Why are people so scared to say no?
Well, you don't want to let anyone down.
How are you letting somebody down? They're not going to go, oh, well, Amanda's not coming to the cruise, so it's going to be a crap time. Just say no. Yeah. You can't go, you can't go.
Absolutely. The older you get, it's the easier it gets to
say no.
It's my favourite
thing to say.
Yeah. Next case. This is the piece de resistance, okay?
Yeah.
We met Jay and Dave at Live in Your Drive in Walkerston. We were surprised that what you get on the radio is exactly what you get in real life. But we have a wager on Jay.
Oh, God, why?
He has a wedding ring on,
yeah.
But my husband says he's married to a guy. But I'm sure he mentioned his wife's name. Not that there's anything wrong with Jay being gay. I just had no ideas. We're new to Mackay. Judge Jay, can you reveal all for us, Kelly in South Mackay?
Well, how much money's riding on it first?
Well, that's a very good point.
Because, Kelly, if you're going to lose a lot of money, I'm happy to say that my significant other is a female.
But that's not correct, is it?
It's not correct. No. Jamie is a male's name as well.
Yes, so. It's both. Hmm. Kelly in South Mackay, sorry, you're out of luck.
She's already married. She doesn't know what you're talking about. She's not trying to crack on.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, out of luck, she lost the bet. So there you go.
Sorry, Kelly.
Actually, no, he's not, Kelly. Not at all.
You need to give me some of that money now because the wager was on me. If you've got a case for us, email us, jayanddave@triplem.com.au.
The people are real. The cases are real.
The rulings are final.
This is Judge Jay.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Mackay and the Wit Sundays, Triple M.
And it's been a while since we've had our next guest on the show, Dave Dobie from The Salvos. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
Mate, good to see you again. Yeah, very well. Thank you for the coffee, by the way.
You're welcome. No worries. I know you pretty well, Jay.
Yeah, you are one of my favourite guests because you come in with a coffee every time you come in here, yes. Which I just love. But you don't know Dave as well as you
no
thought.
No idea what Dave's after. No. Double sass today. How'd that go?
Yeah, well, sorry. It's very licorice-y. Let's just say that.
Not a sass fan, mate.
No, not as much as Coca-Cola, no.
Okay, next time.
You've learnt that for next time.
Sorry.
I know you're a busy man at the moment. We're 7 days into May. At the moment, the Red Shield appeal, Dave, is off to a great start.
Yeah, we've made a little start. So, yeah, just in here today, just to plug the next couple of weeks. So we kick off in our shopping centres on the 13th of May.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing that for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, if, you know, just wanted to get back on the radio, have a chat to you guys. Also come and thank you for Christmas time.
Oh, anytime.
But, yeah, just let the community know that we'll be out and about again over the next couple of weeks.
Now, you can donate quite a few ways by seeing somebody in person at one of the shopping centres around the place. You can donate online. As always, as well.
Yep.
But that money, look, let's face it, the cost of living for a lot of folks is very hard.
Mm.
What are we looking at countrywide and particularly here in Mackay with Sundays when it comes to the help that people are needing?
Yeah, I mean, what we see here is not isolated just to Mackay. So, you know, we see, like you said, the cost of living's going up, and that just puts a strain on every part of our lives. So we've got, you know, rental and food and all of those things that they're all just going up. So, you know, they're a real strain on families when you think of school fees and, you know, everything that it, you know, that it costs to live. Yeah, it's all just going up. So, We sense it in every area of the community at the moment. So, yeah.
But even things like Dave and I, we were speaking to a mum last Friday when we did Live on Your Drive in Walkerston.
Yeah.
And she was saying that school fees are hard to keep up on top of. But then when the child comes home and says, "Mum, we've got a camp to go away for 2 weeks."
Mm.
And these sort of fees popping up left, right and centre that you don't account for can throw you out.
Yeah, it really can. And then throw in sports fees. Like Mackay is just a... you know, so many kids playing sport in Mackay, and that's so important. It gets kids hanging out together outside school. It forms a sense of community, and you know, it's just.
But to pay for it, that's the hard part. I mean, there's only two kidneys of the body you can sell.
Oh, exactly right.
That's right. Yeah.
You need both of them.
Yeah.
You know, to function properly. What are we looking at stat wise when it comes to the Red Shield appeal and how you guys can help?
Yes.
Yeah, how our listeners can help.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, locally we're just and this is. I've always maintained this. This is our third year in Mackay now, so we've always said that there's a community can look after itself, you know, as best as it can. So we're really proud to be able to say that all the money that we make locally stays local.
Yeah,
so that's fantastic. So last year we raised 30,000, a little bit over that. So that's fantastic. Mm. Obviously, you know, we'd like to try and beat that again, just to keep. To keep our operations open and to be able to you know, give more assistance than we did last year. So on a local scale, yeah, that's what we're looking for again.
Absolutely.
Okay. So whereabouts are you going to be there over the next few weeks?
Yep. So we've got Mount Pleasant, Centre. We've got Parkside, Sydney Street. We'll be at a Walkerston.
Yeah.
Rural View as well. We've just got to set that one up yet. But, yeah, we're trying to get as many of our volunteers around town as well. We've got our core, our church. They're just amazing volunteers and just great soldiers for us. And they do the very best they can in those spaces. So, yeah, go and say hi to those guys and they'll be, yeah, more than happy to have a chat with you as well.
We'll put up the links as well onto our Facebook page where people can donate directly online.
Because yep.
Sometimes if somebody's approaching you via text message and stuff like that, sometimes that can be a little... And the Salvos would never ask on via a text message for a donation.
No,
so
yeah,
you're best
yeah.
off going to your website to donate.
Yep, you can do that. You can also, if you'd like to, you can go to our... Just send us an email at mackay.corps, C-O-R-P-S. At salvationarmy.org.au. You can also ring us 4957 3576. We'd be happy to take your call. Whenever you see the FPOS machines out and about as well,
yeah,
the money from that goes straight to us. It doesn't go to the big bucket somewhere, you know, in
oh,
the
good.
big Salvation Army world. So it comes back to us locally.
And businesses as well. So if you want to donate as a business, you're always looking for donations from bigger businesses too.
Yep. So we're also looking for businesses to become their own collectors as well. So if they want to do a fundraiser in their own workplace, if they want to, you know, run a breakfast or whatever they want to do, we can come around with the trailer. We got the barbecue in the back of the trailer. We can, you know, do something like that as well.
That's a good idea. you like going breakfast? I reckon a barbecue
like
breakfast.
Day?
Well, I'm up for that.
Okay. All right.
He likes his snags. Look, we'll put all the links onto our website, as always, our Facebook page. This is a very busy time for the Salvos. There's a lot of families out there who need the help from yourself, Dave, and the rest of the team. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll touch base with you again throughout the month of May to get those donations.
That'll be awesome.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Mackay and the Wit Sundays, Triple M.
For a moment there. Had a run-in with a guy in the car park.
You were saying this earlier. What actually happened? To come to fisticuffs?
No. It didn't have to come to that because I think I shot him down in a ball of flame.
Oh, good.
we know. Are you a fan of the Facebook page, Shit Drivers of Mackay Whitson?
I am. And, geez, there are some terrible ones out. Like, honestly, how do you even survive?
So this guy is probably one of those people who you take a photo of and you put it up on the page, right?
Sure.
So there was no actual car spaces in where I wanted to park at BB Print.
Yeah.
So I had to park over towards where the netball courts were, right?
Oh, okay. The ones in the lines?
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
So that's exactly right. So there were lines there telling you where to park.
Yeah.
So this guy was in his car. I've parked into the car space next to him.
Okay.
And now he was over into my lane on the passenger side. Quite a bit, right?
Sure.
So I had enough room to get out on the driver's side, but I got out, and he got out.
Yeah.
And me being a joking person,
yeah,
I said, "I'm glad you left me enough room there, mate. Thank you."
Yeah.
Wrong thing to say.
That's like a red flag to a bull, isn't it?
Wrong thing to say.
Yeah.
Because he was not impressed.
You reckon? Why? What? Tell us the story. What
he's
happened?
He's like, "Oh, have you seen how many cars are here at the moment, Sam?" And this is exactly how he spoke too. "Have you seen how many cars here are parked at the moment? I'm trying to find a car space as well." And I said, "Hang on, I was just having a joke. Like,
yeah,
I said I can see how many cars are here. I can see the car on your other side has gone into your lane, so you can't really park properly." Blah blah blah.
Sure.
So but he just didn't want to let it go. He just kept going.
One of these
and going.
People.
Oh my God. So then, in my head, and you know what I'm like. If I'm confronted or in a confrontation,
yeah, you don't back down, do you?
No backing down. And
in
the words that are coming out of my mouth sometimes, I don't think about it. It just pops out. It falls out.
Yes. There is absolutely no filter when it comes to you.
Mm.
Which does get you into trouble sometimes.
Well, he didn't appreciate when I said to him, "You need to pipe down. You look like somebody who claps with their fingers widespread." And he did. he was not impressed. You know how Nicole Kidman claps with her hands, like, yeah, her fingers widespread? So his wife laughed. His wife absolutely laughed. He was not impressed. So I do apologize. I was just, it was just came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have. I started it, yes.
Sure.
I started
it. But it was a joke, wasn't it?
It was a joke.
Yeah.
And you should have just relaxed a little. So anyway, if you're that man, I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you really?
No. I just felt like I had to. I did feel sorry for the wife.
I think she was the one that started it because she might have been nagging him and he got all worked up and he couldn't talk back to her, so he talked back to you instead.
I was totally waiting for the photo of Mike because it did look like I was a bad driver because I was over one of the lines because he was over one of the lines because the car next to him was over a line. So it sort of continued on. So we all look like bad parkers and I was waiting for the photo to turn up on the Facebook page on the weekend, which it didn't. So
maybe you should have put a message on the windscreen of the first person that was over.
Clapping with your fingers widespread. Who knows?
Shut him up.
Best burn ever.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Mackay and the Wit Sundays, Triple M.